From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Tens of thousands fled into Cairo's Tahrir Square for a seventh day, demanding Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak relinquish control he has had for three decades. It's a similar scene in cities across Egypt, where people are gathering under nightfall, pledging their biggest showing yet. Protests Tuesday or Wednesday expected to draw numbers upwards of a million. The State Department says it expects to evacuate about 900 American citizens from Egypt today. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the U.S. has been chartering flights for Americans worried about the chaotic situation in the country.
State Department officials say they expect to continue evacuating Americans over the next few days. More than 2,400 U.S. citizens have sought help, officials say. The State Department acknowledges that communications have been a problem. Internet and cell phone service have been interrupted as the protests continue. The department is urging friends and family in the U.S. to let their loved ones in Egypt know that flights to Europe are available, and information is on the State Department's website. Americans evacuated are expected to reimburse the government for the cost of the flight. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The revolt in Egypt appears to be fanning anti-government protests in Russia today. Several hundred people rallied in central Moscow while smaller crowds gathered in other Russian cities. The opposition leader, who was jailed following similar demonstrations a month ago, compared Prime Minister Vladimir Putin to Egyptian President Mubarak, both of whom are accused of allowing corruption to run rampant in government. A day after Egypt-inspired protests in Sudan, demonstrators say one of their participants, a student, died from injuries he sustained after he was beaten up by security forces. Students in Khartoum University ran up against riot police Sunday night local time. Several were injured as well. In the U.S., a winter storm is causing problems across a wide section of the country. Dan Verbeck with member station KCUR in Kansas City reports ice, snow, and strong winds are moving across the Midwest into the east.
Snows of 9 and 10 inches fall once or twice a year, but this is formidable. 12 to 16 inches are expected on the ground and churning in winds by Wednesday. The National Weather Service is discouraging travel tomorrow. Roads may be blocked by drifts. The Weather Service radio, even with its cyber voice, has an ominous ring.
Near blizzard conditions will be possible on all major roadways. The strong winds may also lead to power outages long after the snow has ended, as temperatures fall to below zero by Wednesday morning.
Many schools have already closed in Missouri and Kansas. For NPR News, I'm Dan Verbeck in Kansas City.
Dow Jones Industrial Average up nearly 50 points at 11,872 in trading of 2 billion shares, and the NASDAQ is up 16 at 2703. This is NPR News. The company that owns a coal mine where 29 workers died last year is being taken over in a deal worth more than $7 billion. John Hingsbergen of West Virginia Public Broadcasting reports that Virginia-based Massey Energy has agreed to be purchased by Alpha Natural Resources.
Alpha Natural Resources, also based in Virginia, will pay Massey stockholders a 21% premium over the company's closing share price last week. Massey is the owner of the Upper Big Branch mine, where 29 miners died last spring. Massey CEO Baxter Phillips says he and the company's board believe the combination with Alpha is what he calls the best way forward for both companies.
We will work together to enhance the combined entity's safety and environmental record, reduce regulatory impediments, improve operating performance, and maximize shareholder value.
Massey has been struggling with losses after last spring's explosion at the West Virginia mine. The companies expect regulatory approval of the merger by mid-year. For NPR News, I'm John Hingsbergen in Charleston, West Virginia.
Intel is reporting a design flaw in a computer chip it recently released. It has suspended shipment of the chip known as Cougar Point to make repairs. The fix is expected to cut into Intel's revenues, maybe by as much as $300 million in the first quarter. Stocks are moving higher on strong earnings results, including a report that ExxonMobil posted its most profitable quarter since 2008. Investors are also bolstered by a Commerce Department report that consumer spending surged in December. For all of last year, spending increased at its fastest pace in 3 years. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.